today is my first visit to this pulpit since I retired as rector in December 2019. Seems quite a long time ago, given what's happened in the meantime. I'm grateful to Adrian for inviting me to join you on this great occasion when you dedicate your brand new garden. I'm just very pleased to see you all as well. Sometime before I retired, Kathleen Hoffman proposed a major reconstruction of the previous garden in memory of her husband, Michael Linburn. There were many structural issues to be dealt with before we could even begin planting. And then after I left, completion was delayed by the pandemic. Nevertheless, here we are. Your patience was rewarded. The garden is ready to bless, and we who are here today are ready to give thanks to God for that marvelous new creation on 35th Street. Murray Hill neighbors will be grateful too. There are few displays of nature found in this highly developed urban area, so garden spaces are a treasure. We can also be grateful the garden is an important sign. First of all, a sign Incarnation cares about the neighborhood. You want to give moments of joy to those who pass by your church. And second, the garden is a sign of who Christians are. Our hearts and souls always try to reach out beyond ourselves, beyond our individual spiritual needs. As Archbishop William Temple famously said, the church is the only society on earth that exists for the benefit of those who are not its members. Happily, Incarnation's floral sign of concern for those not its members is hard to miss. Passers-by on Madison Avenue might find the church building unfamiliar, and they might not be inclined to go in. But if they're walking along 35th Street, they can't avoid noticing the garden. The loveliness of the church's surroundings is inescapable. Those of you who have been members here for a long time may recall that in the 1980s, the area alongside the church was only covered with a bed of ivy. That greenery was okay to look at, but nowhere near as attractive as the carefully designed arrangement of flowers and trees that is developing now. Above all, the garden is a sign of God. It's a sign of the beauty of the world God has given us. In this regard, we may recall one of the few observations that Jesus made about flowers. It comes in the middle of one of Christ's most profound teachings, the teaching about anxiety. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing?" And here's the observation about flowers. "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these." Jesus is saying that the beauty of the natural world reminds us the universe has a creator. That creator loves what he has made. while lilies in the field don't grow themselves. They're nourished by the sun and the rain that comes to them through the divine creation. And those wildflowers don't stress themselves out. They don't worry about their survival. Think about that. Jesus wanted his disciples to notice that even though the lilies aren't anxious, they still flourish. And in fact, their beauty ends up surpassing the glory of King Solomon. And so Jesus says, because we are children of the same Creator, we can be confident God will care for us far more even than he cares for the lilies of the field. It's interesting that the context of his words about lilies is similar to Christ's comments to his disciples that we heard in today's gospel. That lesson also addresses fear. The disciples in today's readings were worried about a violent storm. Well, in the text I read, the followers of Jesus seem to be worried about everything. And in both lessons, Jesus reassures his followers God cares for them in their anxiety. One term the church uses for the concern God has for us is stewardship. God the Creator is the steward in charge of his creation. And it's because we are part of God's kingdom, and we're thankful God has put us on this earth. Out of that thanksgiving, we see our obligation to reach out to others. Now, granted, we can't make the sun shine upon the fields, nor can we cause the clouds to shed rain and water the earth. But sometimes we can assume a role in God's own stewardship of creation. For example, I imagine that in the future, incarnation volunteers and staff will be watering those flowers. Some of you may be planting new bulbs, pruning the trees, just as past garden committees did so faithfully. Your stewardship in God's name may also extend to your personal ministries. Maybe you'll be looking after parishioners who are sick or infirm, or welcoming people who come here searching for a church home. And care for your garden will remind you of William Temple's wise words. Our duty as Christians is to serve those who are not members of the church. Just as you invite walkers on 35th Street to notice what's blooming outside the church, so you'll encourage visitors to come inside the church, to light a candle, to say a prayer, or just sit and think about what's going on in their lives. And speaking of looking at what's important, the ministry of your interim priest provides an excellent example of how to show God's care and concern. As you know, from the time she arrived at Incarnation, Adrienne has spoken to people who come up to her on the steps from the steps of the church every Tuesday morning. The sign alongside her reads, "Ask me for a blessing." Along with those blessings, Adrienne offers advice and counsel. Whatever the weather, during the morning rush hour, Adrienne is there. She helps people look at their lives. She prays about the issues that worry them. And in her own inevitable way, she helps people discover that God wants to lead them from fear to faith. This witness in Christ's name is creative. In fact, Adrian's ministry is so unusual that the publisher is bringing out a book of Adrian's reflections on her encounters on the church steps. And as Adrian helps strangers with their personal problems, the neighborhood sees her in action. Your priest shows how to bring Christ's healing presence into the world. Now, I know Adrian enjoys this part of her work, even if it is demanding. And she's well aware of that vital truth that helping others helps yourself. Do not be anxious about your life, Jesus says. Consider the lilies of the field. As we remember the love that Jesus showed to those who came to him for aid, so we remember God's love for us. God's love is always there for us. Mike Linburn was an important leader and advocate for Incarnation as well as for other charitable organizations in New York City. And he always went out of his way to support me personally when I was rector. And he was simply a great guy. He would be so pleased with the new garden, since he always encouraged Incarnation's long tradition of reaching out to others. So today, the message to you, who are members of Incarnation, is this: don't rest on your laurels or on your hydrangeas. This is especially important this summer as people are emerging from their homes, returning to the outside world and ordinary life. The perfect time to welcome them. And on this wonderful day, it's also appropriate to remember the encouraging words of the Old Testament Song of Solomon. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.